We are strangers no longer. Our journey of hope continues, is the theme of National Migration Week that has been observed by the US Church from January the 6th to the 12th. As part of this observance, the US Catholic bishops are launching a postcard campaign calling for comprehensive immigration reform. Kevin Appleby is director of the Church's Office of Migration and Refugee Policy, and he spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, this National Migration Week is a week to celebrate migrants from all over the world here in the United States. Dioceses across the country are holding events, celebrating masses on behalf of migrants who we find in the United States often are exploited or abused because they may be of undocumented status. We also have a certain focus this week on immigration reform as the U.S. Congress may be considering a bill early this year to look at reforming the system. So we have a postcard campaign to Congress, and we have our dioceses meeting with their representatives to discuss immigration reform.
You mentioned there about comprehensive immigration reform. Now, President Obama failed to pass such a law in his first term. What concretely are the chances of that happening in his second term? Is there a lot of support among the public for this issue?
Certainly. Actually, there's more support for the issue than there are for a lot of other issues. We've done some recent polling of Catholics, for example, and 60-70% support reforms to the system, support what we call a path to citizenship for the undocumented, that they get legalized, they have legal status, and have a chance to become citizens. So there is widespread public support. In Congress, however, there are certain elected officials who have a strong opposition. So we'll see. I think the chances are better than they've been in several years, with the economy turning the corner, with the election, as it turned out, where ethnic groups and immigrant groups voted for the president overwhelmingly, and many pundits say it was because of the immigration issue that they did so, that the wind is at the backs of those who want to reform the system, including the bishops. So we hope to see something pass this year. The question, of course, is what it will look like and how generous it will be in the end.
And what are some of the key points that you would like to see an immigration reform bill include?
Well, first and foremost, allowing the 11 million undocumented persons in our country to come out of the shadows, get legal status, and work their way towards citizenship is really a main objective of the bishops. They see in their parishes and their programs all the time families that are divided because one member is undocumented. So they think that will help preserve family unity and allow these undocumented persons and families to really be part of the American society. Secondly, we want to preserve family reunification as the cornerstone of our immigration system. In the past, the immigration laws have reflected this principle that families should be kept together, and we hope to maintain that principle that the family-based immigration system is preserved and improved so that families can come together more quickly than they are now. And lastly, we like to engage on the enforcement debate. A lot of times that debate focuses just on the enforcement side. We believe there needs to be a balance. We certainly believe that the border is already secure in many ways, and more enforcement will only undermine the due process rights of many persons. So that's another pillar of what the bishops will be speaking about.
And what is the reality of being an undocumented migrant in the U.S. today, and what are the main problems they face?
Well, certainly they're always living in fear that they're going to be taken away and deported and detained. So living like that must be quite a challenge when you can't feel secure. Secondly, they don't have rights that others, our society, do. The right, workers' rights, for example, the right to petition their government, the right to access certain benefits. So they're sort of really a permanent underclass in our society, and that's something that history has shown is torn at the social fabric of many societies. So there are a multitude of challenges for someone who is undocumented. By gaining legal status, they'll be able to come out of the shadows, be able to more fully assert their rights. And diversity is a good thing. We all know the church embraces this diversity. But not only in the nation, but in the church, there is a growth of the Hispanic Catholics. So in a lot of ways, the church in the United States mirrors what's happening throughout the country.